providential care. God also reveals his existence through his care for the world and the people in it. He didn't create this world and leave it to run on its own. He continues to nurture and care for it. Acts 14:14 through 18 includes a classic statement about God's care for the world. Cross-reference Acts 17:24 through 31. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way, yet he has not left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. After Paul performs a miracle in Lystra, much to his and Barnabas's dismay, the people identify them as gods and want to sacrifice to them. In their objection, Paul and Barnabas explain God's creative act and providential care for all he has created. Rain, crops, plentiful food, hearts filled with joy, all these testify to the existence of one true benevolent creator God. God's bountiful and extravagant care, both past and present, bears witness to his existence. There is another apologetic related to God's providential care in Scripture, God's deliverance of his people, the Israelites. In Isaiah 41, for instance, God promises to defeat his people's enemies and bring their plans to nothing. Toward his people, however, God shows gentle care. He takes their right hand and assures them, "Do not fear, I will help you." Verse 13. God's provision for his people has an apologetic purpose. God cares for Israel so that others may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Isaiah 41:20. It is not uncommon for believers today to witness God's loving, sustaining grace in the way he has provided for and protected them. Many can share instances of God overcoming challenges on their behalf. Testimonies like these strengthen Christians' hope that God is real and there for them. Yet, in ancient times and today, many also lament when God does not seem to rescue them. Jeremiah wept bitterly over the ruin of his city. Paul endured verbal and physical beatings for his faith. Christians today are martyred by the thousands. They die in car wrecks, lose everything in catastrophic events, and suffer through disease. The Bible unabashedly asserts that God's deliverance of his people is an apologetic for his love. We can know God is real because he cares for his people, but it's also true that sometimes he doesn't protect, heal, provide for, or deliver them. Sometimes their comfort and health, their hopes and dreams, are put on a cross and crucified. Does this mean God's care for his people is not a useful apologetic? Not entirely. We just have to understand its limits. The Bible is not simplistic. It is clear that in this life, there are few guarantees. Sometimes we suffer for purposes bigger than we can understand. God will forever and completely deliver his people, ushering them into a world of peace and plenty, but that lies in the future. Until then, in our present life, God's temporal acts of providential care are glimpses into who he is and the world to come. It's amazing that God allows his final deliverance to invade our present reality. When he provides for us, our eternal home comes to us now, and we are assured of his reality.